Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Planet Zone Commission meeting for the City of Bettendorf, December 21st, 2011, the last meeting of the year. Roll call.
Bennett.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Kepler.
Here.
Voss.
Here.
Rafferty.
Here.
Stoltenberg. Wendland.
Here.
Good turnout. You received the minutes of the November 16th meeting. Do I have any additions or corrections?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes of the meeting as submitted.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, same sign. This is the Planet Zone Commission meeting. We have one item before us tonight, it looks like, and that's a final plat. And that is a proper thing to come before us. We make recommendations to the City Council. So with that introduction, let's move to item number four, which is the final plat, case number 11077, the Legends of Hopewell Creek, third edition. It's a replat, and it's submitted by Steve Zell. Staff comments, please.
Mr. Chairman, here we go. This is a replat of what is the Legends of Hopewell Creek, third edition. This is Hopewell right here. You can get to this spot by coming up Whispering Hill Drive, and you have over here Devil's Glen Road, Middle Road, are the two main thoroughfares that are close by. Hopewell is a collector. This area is being replatted within the same boundaries, so the only changes that are occurring are within the boundaries as outlined here on the preliminary plat. Nothing has changed per se, except with what has occurred within the boundaries. The outlots now have been split in two, and then there are some differences in the dimensioning of these lots right here that have occurred since you saw this plat. Essentially, we have the one outlot becoming two, and some of these locales are more outlots now. The lowest level entry elevation concerning stormwater has changed on many of these lots. And then the dimensioning of these lots has consumed a lot in this area and actually made these lots larger right here in terms of square footage. So those are the changes that have occurred from the two different plats, this being the replat. Staff evaluated this, looked to see if there were any discrepancies that were really large in nature, and don't really see any, but the number of changes that were made did necessitate the replat. So it doesn't materially per se affect anything more than really these lots becoming larger, losing one lot, and then these entry elevations changing here. And then I believe there were a couple down here as well. And those were the major changes that occurred necessitating the replat. But the boundaries of the plat are essentially the same. Staff in reviewing this would ask, for the commission's approval, I would ask, are there any questions?
Does anybody have any questions from the commission?
Just curiosity for the drainage, Greg, is everything outside the drainage slough, outside the flood area that's in a platted lot at this point?
I believe everything is. In this case over here, this is the outline right here.
Yep.
Of the 100-year event. Over here, essentially, you have a designation showing where the structures can be placed, what would be the lowest level where there could be an entry. And so you're being, the lot purchaser is placed on notice as to what type structure they could build in terms of that lowest level entry. So keeping things out of that harm's way, yes. I mean, in that regard, yes.
Okay, great. That's all I had.
Anyone in the audience? Nope. What's pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 11077, subject to staff recommendations.
I'd second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Then the final plat, a replat actually, is approved. Commission update.
Mr. Chairman, since the last meeting, the City Council has acted on a rezoning from A1 to R1 for the Old Hunter Woods 4th edition, a portion of that, and the preliminary plat for the Old Hunter's Wood 4th edition. had another busy year. I'm sure Greg and Lisa will get together and put together the annual report for you at the next meeting. Have a happy holiday, and as always, your contribution far exceeds your compensation.
Glad Merry to know Christmas. That anyway.
Immensely.
Okay. Well, thank you for that report, and happy holidays to everybody. And with that, we stand adjourned. Thank you.